Radio's coverage of AusCert's 2008 conference is sponsored by Microsoft. Visit itradio.com.au/AusCert08 for IT Radio's full coverage of this year's event and to hear Microsoft's AusCert presentations. Or go to itradio.com.au/security for the Risky Business podcast, honing your eardrums since February 2007.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Risky Business. I'm Patrick Gray. Traditionally, AusCert has conducted an annual corporate and government computer crime survey. But last year, the Australian Institute of Criminology decided it was going to do a bigger, better funded survey. So AusCert has dropped its traditional corporate crime survey and has mixed things up and this year released a report on home user security. I spoke to AusCert's Threats and Assessments Manager, Catherine Kerr, about the Home User Survey, which can be downloaded at www.auscert.org.au/usersurvey. And as you'll hear, AusCert was surprised by some of the findings. For example, 62% of respondents, just normal home users, would like their ISPs to disconnect them from the internet if malware is detected on their systems. So here it is now, a chat with Catherine Kerr about home user security and AusCert's Home User Security Survey. Catherine, why did AusCert decide to look at the security of home users this year?
Two main reasons, really. Firstly, I don't think it's been done before in Australia, so it was probably timely to see what was the security profile of home users. Secondly, AusCert's seen since 2003 active targeting of the home user population. To put it more precisely, client computers. So that could be in the workplace or at home. So we wanted to see to what extent this threat environment was impacting on home users.
And I suppose, you know, insecure home users are bad for corporates as well because they can be used as launching pads for attacks, denial of service agents, those sort of things, right?
Absolutely. And also home users are also the customers of these corporates as well. So potentially if user data is being compromised, if access credentials of those users are being compromised, that gives attackers an opportunity to get access to the corporate networks, potentially, depending on the nature of the access they have, such as work VPNs, things like that. Tax agents, for example, have login credentials.
That was a big one, wasn't it?
What was that?
When all those tax agent credentials got pinched and everyone was hacking away at the ATO.
Well, that was an example of what can happen if client computers get compromised, absolutely. So attackers potentially then had access to those systems.
So what were the findings? I suppose a better question would be what were the counterintuitive findings of your research into the security of simple systems, client systems?
Probably some of the surprising things we asked about users' attitudes towards the role of ISPs in terms of helping them to deal with some of the problems they're facing. For example, we asked them if the ISP had reliable information that their computer was compromised, what obligations should the ISP, in their view, have towards them as their customers? A very high percentage, over 90%, believe that the ISP should inform them within a timely manner of their system compromise. 61%, I think it was 61 or 62%, also said that the ISP should disconnect them from the internet to a large degree, but allow them still internet access to fix the problem, so like a walled garden type situation. So I was actually surprised that such a large proportion of users would be prepared to be inconvenienced and have their internet access reduced while they fix their computers.
Well, I guess it's that whole argument of a stitch in time saves nine, right?
Absolutely, and it also shows a level of maturity on behalf of those people who said yes, because they recognise that they're not doing themselves any good by continuing to have access because they could continue to leak data out to attackers. So in one respect, it is helping themselves. But in another respect, it's helping other people who may be attacked by their computers.
And what were the other sort of headline findings of the report? I believe that there's a very high level of infections of home user PCs.
Sure. Well, we asked a couple of questions to try and elicit what level of malware infection we had. There was 15% who reported that they had confirmed infections from that were detected either by the antivirus product or anti-spyware product. There was another 11% who said that they were told of their infection by a trusted third party. So that could have been a bank, could have been their bank, it could have been their ISP, or it could have been some other professional organisation. So in the case of the 11%, I would probably say that's an indicator of the more serious forms of infection, because in order for someone to bother to notify a third party, such as a customer of an ISP, there must be some, you know, significantly serious information that they have to bother to do that. So I would regard that as probably an indicator that those are more serious sorts of infections.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? This has just brought to mind this recent research that Tipping Point did, where they actually managed to round up a whole bunch of Kraken bots from the Kraken bot network. And they could have, if they had have wanted to, actually disabled those bots by loading code onto those systems, but decided that ethically that was probably a little bit shaky. You know, what if these computers were being used to control heart monitors or whatever? Which, really, if my heart monitor was being run by a computer infected with Kraken, I don't know how I'd feel about that. But do you think we are moving towards a time where people will accept that the good guys will be able to run code on their system if they detect something bad? It sounds like we're moving to that sort of mentality out there in the home user market.
Well, you're talking about a huge grey area, and like, you can give one practical example of that as it is. I mean, Microsoft, for example, every month, for people who've got automatic updates on their system and have Service Pack 2 XP at least, they get a Microsoft Removal Tool, which is a piece of code that basically actively cleans infected computers.
Assuming that that functionality itself hasn't been disabled by the malware.
Well, it's certainly some forms of malware may be able to do that. But if you look at Microsoft's report, obviously that tool is very effective and is doing a lot of good in terms of the amount of malware it is able to actually clean off the system. Certainly doesn't pretend it's capturing all the malware, and there are some forms of rootkits that it can't detect and remove. But it's certainly a big improvement on the status quo.
And, Catherine, where can people find this report?
Okay, the survey will be available online at www.ausert.org.au/usersurvey, all one word.
Okay, and anyone can just go and download that?
Absolutely, yes. And I should say that the report is written in a way primarily for home users, so that it's supposed to raise their awareness. At the same time, we talk about some mitigation advice that we recommend. We try and address some misconceptions that home users may have about computer security. And so it's not really meant for the IT professional. They might find it interesting, but it's pitched at a level for home users to understand and benefit from.
So it might be something the IT professional wants to show their friends and loved ones. Absolutely. This is what I do.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Catherine Kerr, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.